He thought the shots had come from the southwest, to his right. But now another bullet buzzed eerily through the air over his camp, and the following report originated from the opposite direction of the first, to the northeast. Three more quick, angry reports followed, the bullets ripping into the ground around Stillman's fire, which, after his hasty, haphazard dusting, continued glowing a soft umber, a few small flames tonguing up around the charred, dust and pine needle covered wood. Those shots had come from the east, the opposite side of the camp where Stillman hunkered down, behind the blowdown. The lawman waited, drawing deep, slow breaths. His right hand wrapped taut around the neck of his prized Henry rifle, its stock boasting an inlaid pearl bull's head. His own anxiousness ebbed. In the heavy silence that had fallen back over the night, he sensed the frayed nerves of those who'd bushwhack him from the cover of darkness. That pleased him. It also told him he was dealing with a trio of fools, desperate fools. He still had to be careful. Desperate fools could be even more dangerous than curly wolves who knew what they were doing. Stillman held perfectly still, kept very quiet. From the dark wood over his left shoulder, he heard his bay gelding, Sweets, Wicker, softly. Stillman had tied the mount to a short picket line about 20 feet away from his camp and near the branch of a creek winding around that side of the camp. Sweets stomped a foot, blew. Stillman heard the sharp, rustling sound in the silence as the horse whipped its tail. After maybe 5 long, tense minutes, a voice called from the darkness to Stillman's right. "Ben!" Stillman felt a grim smile touch his mustached upper lip. He waited, counted slowly to 10, then called in a voice pitched with feigned agony. "You got me, Ace!" He gave a grunt. A soft one. He didn't want to overplay it, but then he'd wanted the bushwhackers to hear it too. He was no thespian, but he wanted to convince his assailants he'd taken one of their bullets and was no longer a threat. If they were all like Ace Darden, a man he'd once called his friend before Ace had taken to the outlaw trail, they were fools. Maybe fool enough to fall for his game of possum. They might be fools, but it was dark out here, and they were 3 against 1. 3 desperate fools against 1 lawman who'd been shadowing their trail for 2 days through some of the loneliest, wildest country north of the Yellowstone. "You hit?" Darden called after several minutes of private musing. "Yep. Took a ricochet, damn it." Stillman winced. Had the damn it been too much? "Why don't you throw your rifle out and step into the camp where we can see you?" Darden called. "I don't know where the Henry is," Stillman returned, pitching his voice to imitate that of a badly wounded man. He groaned. "I dropped it. I can't move around over much, I'm afraid." "Where'd we get you?" Another man's voice called from the darkness directly across the camp from Stillman.
"Belly!"
"Nah," said the third man to the northeast. He sounded skeptical.
"Yep,"
Stillman said. He let the 3 bushwhackers think over his words for a minute, then said,
"You boys are on your own if you help me onto my horse. I reckon I'll be riding back to town now."
He paused, lowering his voice further, again hoping he wasn't overplaying it.
"You got me damn good."
He gave a wry chuckle.
"Pretty damn good. You sure as hell did."
Silence. Stillman kept his head low. The night was dark and cold, but the stars shone bright, and his eyes had adjusted well enough that he could see a good way into the forest around him. His stalkers might be able to see his silhouette, possibly his breath pluming in the cold air around his head.
"I don't believe him,"
said the man to the east. He had a low, almost guttural voice with the odd cadence often heard in Indian-accented English. That would make him Billy Three Moccasins, a half-breed from Alberta.
"I don't think we hit him."